Hey everybody, this is RB and you're listening to the RB's Kitchen Talk podcast, the show that discusses issues on relationships, mental health, epicure, spirit-empowered living, living one's best life, the arts, and everything in between from a biblical perspective. RB and her guests are gutsy truth-tellers, and they may ruffle a few religious feathers, but promise authenticity, lessons learned, valuable information, and real-life experiences. RB's passion is to empower, expose the beauty of living outside the norm, and to unveil the power we possess over fear, trauma, and our past. So listen to RB's Kitchen Talk, where the heart touches the soul. Wine tannin is a naturally occurring polyphenol found in plants, seeds, bark, wood, leaves, and fruit skins. Tannin has antioxidant and antibacterial properties. Tannin in wine is what keeps the wine balanced. It keeps the wine equal to or no greater than the sum of its parts. Likewise, in a marriage, no part, no one person dominates. Because when a husband is leading, he isn't dominating his wife, right? John Maxwell, a keynote speaker and renowned author, has said, and I quote, "The most effective leaders stay connected to their people. This gives them the greatest amount of influence and allows the leader and the team to achieve their big picture goals together." He also said, "He that thinketh he leadeth and hath no one following is only taking a walk." If you're all alone as a leader, are you leading? Losing touch with your people is a huge leadership landmine. It will damage your credibility and destroy your influence." Unquote. I happen to believe that healthy husbands lead by example, support with love, and speak with kindness and understanding. Couples are individuals, yet working together are a mighty force in creating the best versions of themselves. They pull out the best in each other. Like tannin in wine that gives it its texture, balance, and structure, communication frames the relationship in a marriage and holds it together, tightly together, giving it a balance of perspectives and setting the atmosphere for honesty and transparency. Communication is the legs of the marriage that build trust and respect and allow spouses to work together as one. It binds the spouses' hearts together and increases intimacy and emotional connection. Two people who grew up in different parts of the world with different upbringings and experiences can find love and commitment and endurance with healthy communication. It's difficult, if not impossible, to build a quality life of dreams and goals without it. Healthy communication prevents misunderstandings and conflicts because it allows spouses to understand each other's perspectives, needs, and desires. With the expectation and commitment to transparency, partners don't have to worry about secrets being kept, deception, or partners manipulating the truth. Communication is the glue that holds couples together in the good and tough times. Without healthy communication, couples weaken the cord that ties them together, and the longer the cord is weakened, the greater the disconnection. The more frequent miscommunications, misunderstandings, disagreements, and the deeper the covenant is fractured. A fine wine is complex. It has many facets to the smell and palate, so the overall experience is not straightforward, but sort of mysterious, which makes it more fascinating and rewarding than most wines. Marriage should be a journey of individual discovery that will unveil weaknesses, but strengths as well. Passions, interests, purpose for living, and evolution that can be shared and experienced by each other. Healthy communication and transparency are what keeps a marriage fresh, invite growth, and allow the marital covenant to be in the forefront. It gives space for understanding and compassion and empathy. Communication is a reminder of the commitment to love and the willingness to grow, and where partners witness and embrace this growth. There is no jealousy or competition because communication has the effect of fostering trust and healing. Like a fine wine, marriage should have longevity and zest. It is the acid in the wine that gives it its freshness, zest, tingly sensation, desire to take another sip, and energy despite its age. I believe the acidity in a marriage is emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the gauge, the temperature gauge, if you will, in a marriage. It's what makes partners look at themselves first before they gaslight or project. It's what makes a couple own up to what he or she did wrong and ask for forgiveness rather than responding with blame. It is what makes a partner own up to his or her struggles, admit they need help, and that he or she will do whatever is necessary to make the marriage work. Acidity in the marriage is the ability to manage your emotions and understand the emotions of people around you. It makes you listen with your heart and causes you to be aware of, control, and healthily express your emotions. It allows you to be in touch with not only your emotions, but others as well, especially those of your partner. It's what keeps love and commitment alive, fresh, full, zesty, and gives that tingly sensation because you realize you've got a good thing and you won't let it go. It's about caring to know your partner's love language and not being afraid to satisfy it. You see, emotional intelligence isn't just about what love language you're comfortable with, but extending yourself to satisfy your partner's love language. The acidity in the marriage is knowing things have to change, knowing life has to be different, and making the adjustments that are necessary to keep the fire burning. Only emotionally intelligent spouses have the courage to accept change, compromise, and grow for themselves and their partner. In an emotionally intelligent relationship, couples are compassionate and empathic, and they have built a friendship, a support system. They care for one another, and they are bound by mutual affection. They know each other's internal worlds and what their likes and dislikes are, and are respectful of them. They respect and appreciate their unique qualities and achievements, and they aren't afraid to say so. And they aren't intimidated by them. There is no place for competition or jealousy or need to feel intimidated because, you see, emotionally intelligent people see themselves as a team, as one, and what good happens to one happens for both. Emotionally intelligent couples exercise healthy boundaries to keep others out of the privacy of their lives, and they are aware of what is important, what motivates the other in life and their values, and strive to support each other's endeavors. Emotionally intelligent couples find ways to connect on a regular basis because they value the importance of quality time. A fine wine's typicity reflects the highest achievements from within the wine's region. Marriage should pull out the very best we can offer each other, holding nothing back despite our background, trauma, and past. Personal struggles are real. Some partners are dealing with anger and rejection, others guilt and shame and low self-esteem, the need to control, abusive behaviors, personality disorders, and unhealthy relationships with money. But emotionally intelligent couples get help, period. Why? Because they acknowledge that not only is it hindering their ability to live a quality life, it has a devastating and stressful impact on their spouse and the health of their marriage. And they care too much about that, about them, about it, to not get the help they need. You can say you love me all day long, but if you refuse to get help, it tells your spouse your love is conditional. Emotionally intelligent partners won't hurt each other, but if they should, they are quick to ease the pain until it's gone. 1 John 4:20 says, "If a man says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen cannot love God whom he hath not seen." If you're married, the brother that John is referring to is first and foremost your spouse, and then the people that live in your home, and then people outside your home. Marriage is like a fine wine when couples practice healthy communication and emotional intelligence. I got to talk about some sweet wine. I just got to talk about it. And I think I'll go with the Riesling. Someone out there might like it. Don't know. And well, what I have to say about the Riesling is this. It symbolizes prayer, plain and simple. Prayer in a marriage. The sweetness couples experience in prayer is incomparable. I believe that couples can become one in mind, in body, in soul, and spirit when they pray together. A glass of Riesling wine has fruity notes of citrus, nectarine, apple, pear, and mild notes of jasmine. It has a light-bodied complexion and natural acidity, yet it's zesty and refreshing, bright and lively. Prayer adds sweetness to any marriage. It adds zest and vitality individually and as a couple. Prayer strengthens our commitment. It renews our strength and brightens our outlook amidst trouble and discouragement. Here is what Deuteronomy 32 and 30 tells us, that if one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to flight. When couples make it a habit to pray together, there is a multiplier effect. In Matthew 18 and 20, God promises to be in the midst. He promises to be involved with those who pray together. The power of agreement unifies couples in spirit and creates a unified power and harmony and a greater impact than individual prayer, and closes opportunities for the enemy and the works of the flesh to disrupt oneness. Prayer stamps out pride and jealousy and selfishness, because not only do you see yourself as fragile and flawed in the presence of a perfect, gracious God, but you see your spouse as you see yourself, imperfect and in need of a savior. It is in prayer that you can see your spouse through the same eyes of love, mercy, and compassion that God sees you. So really, it is easy to understand why the enemy doesn't want couples to pray together. Because if he can conquer through prayerlessness, he can divide the house with pride and self-righteousness with bitterness and resentment and strife. I think it needs to be said, though, that the enemy is not always behind broken marriages or broken relationships. Couples that allow pride and ego and misplaced priorities can destroy their own marriage. Spouses who fail to be transparent, open, and honest create a distrust that can weaken the strands of a marriage. Refusing to get the help a spouse needs to be healthy in the marital relationship can weaken and destroy the marriage. A spouse who is suffering from a mental health illness is like a plague on a relationship. It can destroy the fibers, resilience, and hope to the point where there is nothing left but a soul that is simply breathing. When spouses aren't accountable for their actions, their temperament, their finances, and words, they are weakening the foundation of the marriage. One of the reasons why Riesling can hold its ground as a higher-end wine is because of its aging potential in the bottle itself rather than in oak. When couples pray together, it binds them together and produces a staying power in whatever they are facing. They are holding each other up, speaking life, declaring blessings. They are on the same team and have each other's back. Prayer together builds a fortress that is unmovable. Prayer covers and ties them together with grace, love, and forgiveness day after day and year after year, and allows them to grow old together. Prayer is the sweetness in the morning and at night and throughout the day. It may have been a tough day, but everything is all right when we get home to sweetness, to my boo, to my babe, my ride or die, my best friend, my prayer partner. Hey, the one I can depend on when the going gets tough, because he's got my back. Prayer can make you sweet if you want to be. In today's episode, I compared marriage to fine wine and the importance of communication, transparency, and prayer. We all bring a past into the marriage, but this doesn't mean the past has to live in the present. Couples get help because they value the marital covenant. They respect each other and want what's best for them, even if it means changing, because that's what emotionally intelligent spouses do. There is a sweetness that couples experience when they pray together. It also says, you know what, we're a mighty force to be reckoned with. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Tell your friends and family about Arby's Kitchen Talk, where the heart touches the soul.